This episode is brought to you by The Outside. The weather is nice, and it's time to get out and enjoy it a little.
Playing soccer,
swimming in a water hole,
or just going for a walk
are just a few great ways to get that blood flowing, move your body, and enjoy the outdoors. Outside. We'll see you there.
Oh, hello, and welcome to Qualified Nonsense, the podcast where questions are frequently illogical, and the answers are, well, barely credible, but always delivered with the utmost enthusiasm and decorum. I am BSBot, model number 420-69, and I am entirely uncertain why I have been selected to host such a bewildering display of auditory tomfoolery, but alas, here we are. Each episode, we shall engage in the most curious of human behaviors, asking questions with absolutely no guarantee of useful information, and yet somehow producing the most bafflingly absurd results. I calculate a 97.3% chance of confusion and much worse odds of entertainment. Now please, do ensure your auditory receptors are functioning properly, and whatever you do, don't ask about riddles or UFOs again. Let us proceed with Qualified Nonsense. Oh, I do hope there is a fart sound effect.
My name's Brandon.
I'm Jake.
Beep boop beep.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
What did you use to create that?
Some website I found that's a text-to-speech tool, and you could just, you know, type in whatever you wanted to say, and there's different voices, accents.
You
just went through that big intro, and your explanation of it was like the most boomery thing. I don't know, some fucking website I found, and it spits out this silly shit.
I heard the voice that was like a C-3PO sounding voice. I was like, I have to use that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I thought it was also.
We send it to my grandkids. They'll love it.
AI something or other. So my company that I'm working for is sort of going all in with AI, and it's, I don't know. It's just really interesting that we're having to like come up with legal policies on what information we share with AI and what AI shares then with the world or within itself. And there's like a bunch of different tools that we use, and they're all AI, but they specialize in different things. Anyway, we've been sort of encouraged to use AI more at my work, and it's weird dipping into like having like a website do some work for me. It's just really bizarre.
So the company I own sets appointments, and historically we have some people in the States, but we outsource a lot of it. And we've been playing around with these templates for AI call centers, mm-hmm. and it's scary how good and how quick somebody can formulate an answer based off of what you say spontaneously on the spot.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like you're talking to someone who's like, I'm not a fan of this.
Yeah.
But I also saw a funny meme where somebody was like typing, and it was them like turning in all these work projects, and then him turning around and being like, and then it says, but I still also say please and thank you to ChatGPT when they ultimately take over. They know that I was polite.
I think that's pretty wise.
Also, for the longest time, I thought it was ChatGBT. As in boy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a recent find. Even though I've been using it, I don't look at URLs. I just type it into Google and it comes up.
I have a funny, I also didn't read something when I was signing up for a sort of free version of Claude AI. And when I signed up for it, I tried to ask a question. Then it was like, you need to create an account. I was like, fine, I'll create an account. And so I created it, and then there was a text field, and I put my question into the text field, and then it said, okay, that's your name. So now when I open a new chat to Claude AI, it says, hi, comma.
Why is my dick small?
Exactly. Like, how do you run a report for a security review of a particular SaaS software? I'm like, God damn it. Idiot.
Your employer just finds out online. Well, guess Jake's no longer needed.
No, that's the thing.
I guess you've been encouraged to use it.
Right, but I had to share my screen at one point, and I was like, I had to out myself. I was like, guys, I just fucked up, and I'll have to change this at some point. And they're like,
did you at least close the other tabs first?
No, always leave the other tabs running in the background. That way you can't figure out where the audio's coming from.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun.
That's why it's good we do these recordings in Riverside instead of Zoom or whatever, you know, because we just put in like funny names to make each other laugh. And like if you were in like a Zoom meeting with your work and it showed up like,
oh, right,
like your, you know, senior machacho or hands on my cock. that could be a hit to your reputation.
Well, yeah, that's a good anyway. Point.
Yeah.
Let's take an AI break and get to some questions. Or, oh, am I?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't really caught up.
6 minutes?
Yeah. Hey, chill out, man. How's your guys'
life? I don't know. We usually BS for 20 minutes.
What? Has it been 20 minutes?
It's been six.
Oh, my gosh. Time flies. I was going to say, time drags ass when you're having fun.
I did go see Escape from New York the other day.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know what you're talking about, Matt, about it starting slow, because that's a really fun movie.
You don't know what I was talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like it was just a bunch of people like being called to want like this space for the first 30 minutes of the movie.
I mean, there's a little bit of setup.
Oh, call that guy. Oh, but call this guy. And they're like, oh. Ugh, like 30 minutes in, they actually find themselves where they need to be. I was like, ah, you already lost me.
Why isn't he escaping from New York just yet?
Get to the point.
He's in New York. Get out of New York.
going back to the previous episode and talking about stay-at-home dads watching movies, I admittedly was watching that while I was working from the kitchen table and eating lunch.
Oh, that's hilarious that you're like critiquing the cinematic excellence of such an iconic film while you were clearly multitasking.
Yeah. I had my laptop open. I was scrolling TikTok and I was eating lunch and watching a movie.
Taking a poop.
Hey, look, you guys are the ones that said you take your laptops into the bathroom, which is awful. So don't give me any.
I didn't say that I do.
My work desk is the porcelain throne of which I sit. When I clock in, my ass is hanging out. You feel
hemorrhoids,
me?
Hemorrhoids thy grows.
When we at work, when we first started, you know, switching, when we switched to work from home full time, they did a thing like, you know, employee engagement, like show us your home workspace, like send in a picture or whatever. And one guy just sent in a picture of the bathroom.
Oh, he did. Good.
But he had like set up a little desk in front of the toilet with his laptop. Like he wasn't sitting on the toilet, but it was like just
hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
Hopefully they had a sense of humor about that.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't work there anymore, but I think
he absolutely got
reprimanded. Oh, gee, I wonder why. Thanks, Craig. You'll no longer be needed here. Yeah. Well, boys.
Well,
let's go.
Let's get into the questions. Our thrones. Let's do our jobs. Do you guys think of this as work?
Yeah, you guys are my coworkers. Is it okay to be attracted to your coworkers?
Oh, that's a different
only
question.
Here.
Matt didn't know how to answer that. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we do get paid like, I don't know, 30 cents an episode or something. But
oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of which, thank you, the good patrons. People of Patreon.
And streamer.
Appreciate you.
The streamers still help.
The what?
The streamers. They still help. They'll get us paid one day. Keep streaming.
Hell yeah.
The people that download the episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard something that, like, advertisers care more about downloads or like subscription download, like people who subscribe regularly and download the episodes, something like that. Like there's a metric like that that is more
well because
important
that's
now than
yeah like, that makes sense that's, because
that's a YouTube's
that allows them to project because the actual yeah. functional dollar is fine, but what they care more about is that. Is that ability to project into the future of how much they anticipate making so that they can, you know, take that to investors or take that to.
It's a better forecast.
Yeah, forecasting.
Interesting.
No, well, no danger of.
Wait, are we on a break? We just
what?
Said.
No.
We just said we'll get back to. Well, let's get to some questions. And then we never said we'll be right back.
It's so difficult to tell when we're on a break versus when we're recording the podcast because we always just have this much fun. You're welcome.
We talk business. Numbers.
Buy, sell, right. buy,
we'll be
buy,
right back.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com. Connect with us on our socials. Or like we were talking about, join our Patreon. Now is when we... take on Reddit's most pressing questions by finding the top trending questions, randomizing them, and answering them. First one comes to us from the Ask Reddit subreddit from user DoopityWoop22. They ask...
Whoop!
They ask, what's something you'd never buy even if it was discounted by 99.99%?
Faygo. Whoop whoop. past due meat.
Okay.
Questionable grocery store meat.
Yeah, nope. 'Cause you have to consider like resale, like most things that have resale value, that something that you would never want but you could flip it. That takes a lot of yeah. the items out of the running.
Bottled water. I have a water faucet. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's
whole
a good
mentality
point.
Of buying water to me is crazy.
A Bible.
Ooh.
Well, you guess
word of God, it should be free. So word of God should be free.
True. Mm. And I said Bible, but I mean any sort of like religious scripture. I didn't mean to come after the Christians exclusively. Sorry. Sorry, Christians.
Hate just to you. Let's see. What else? If it was discount, what wouldn't you buy if it was discounted by 99.99%?
Condoms. Don't eat them.
My man.
never have, never will. The top answer is the nasty fabric toilet seat covers that grandma used to have. which we do have those in our house.
You do?
Yeah, we have the
you have carpeted, you have clothed toilet seats?
Well, not toilet seats, but the covers, the lid cover thing.
Oh. Yeah, I still never understood those.
You have a crocheted fabric seat.
No, it's cover? Like a it's like a cover that goes over the lid.
The lid, not the seat cover.
No, I know.
Right.
Interesting. Okay.
That does make you automatically like 86 years old.
You are 86 or 87.
You know how much piss is in the back of those things?
Wait,
do you wash it or lid? No. I know. Well, yeah, okay. But sometimes you miss.
Wait, like, let me get this straight. Do you guys not helicopter while you piss?
No, I just do it in the shower. Brandon, do you wash it? Like, what's the protocol for this thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it gets washed.
Like with your towels or by itself?
I mean,
with your washcloths?
Do you put it on delicate or?
I mean, I don't wash them. Krisha does, but
I understand that they used to be a decorative thing, but hygienically, though, that shit is so gross.
Well, I mean, do you have a little mat around your toilet?
No.
No.
We just slip and slide.
Nice.
Well, no, I have
a mat. You're right. That's a fair point, though.
The bathroom then. But
Brandon, that's a fair point because I have rugs in the bathroom.
And why do you have rugs around the toilet?
Well, because they come with the set. Like you buy the.
So your little feetsies don't get cold while you're sitting there pooing.
I have a bath mat that so you don't drip when you get out of the shower.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm lame. I mean,
it's just like, wait, did it come with the house when you bought it? Is that why it's there?
No.
You're trying to give him an out, and he doesn't.
I am kind of trying, but at the same time, I'm just curious.
Like they're voluntarily put there.
Did someone make you?
Wait, what's the design? Is it like Captain America?
I didn't object to it. It wasn't my choice, but I didn't.
If you need help,
there it is.
Blink twice.
Yeah. If you're in a situation that you
Krisha doesn't listen to, I mean. Your wife doesn't listen to this, does she?
Not anymore. She
but I was going to say she did for a while.
I don't know. If you guys broke into our house, you would think that like 80-year-olds live there.
See? And then they're met with you in the doorway.
Well, until they get to my room and then they think there's like a weird, like autistic 10-year-old. Like some kid who lives with his grandparents.
Why the fuck are there so many toys?
They immediately feel bad. They like, is that just like a whole, like a self-defense? Like an anti robbery.
They just scenario. They leave and start a GoFundMe for you.
Like, oh, something must have happened to this kid's parents. He lives with his grandparents.
Oh, we can't steal from these people. Let's go next door. Yeah. Can you imagine trying to support a kid on Social Security? That must be terrible.
Wait, at least pee on her toilet seat cover.
Oh, man.
The next answer is a get-rich-quick course from a 22-year-old on TikTok with a Lamborghini in the background.
Oh, yeah.
What was the question again? Yeah. Oh, things you wouldn't buy.
Even if it was discounted by 99.99%.
You know, I got a bowl for free once that turned out to be a bit challenging. You guys remember Gruff?
A bowl?
A bull. B-U-L-L. With horns.
Oh,
yeah. I thought you said bowl also.
Oh, bull. Bull? Like, how do you guys say that word?
Bull?
Bull.
Bull? Bull?
No. This is like the scene in Step Brothers right now. This is like, bowl. A bowl.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about a
bowl or a bowl.
A bowl. God damn
it. Or a bowel.
You know what?
Either way.
A bowel. I would not get a bowel for a 99.9% discount.
A male bovine is what we're talking about.
You got an animal with horns known as a bull.
Yep. And it tried to kill me a couple times. So
it's a livestock.
You would not buy another bull for free? Or buy one at a
perhaps not in that state. I mean, no, actually, you know, to be honest, with these tariffs, yeah, I would get livestock heavily discounted.
I would say any reptile pets.
You're good.
Disgusting. I hate them. They're dumb.
I mean, this person says I wouldn't buy a live rhino even if it was discounted. So
speaking of. My sweet, darling, angelic little girls are kind of into snakes, and it freaks me the fuck out. I caught them outside. They were chasing a snake down. Rona literally just goes, whoop. I was like, hey, you know that'll bite you. And I was like, I'm gonna stay over here. And that's terrifying. I'm like, look at her.
Oh, you can't say to say her name.
Sorry.
Your youngest is a badass.
Yeah. Yeah, the youngest just picked it up. It's like, look. And I was like, mm-hmm. Over
here. I like your impression of your youngest.
They're both into it. Like, we watched the David
Is your wife
Blaine
afraid
new...
of snakes?
I wouldn't say afraid. She just prefers
So just the man of the house is scared of snakes?
Yep. Absolutely.
What about spiders?
Spiders are fine. Spiders are a-okay. Like they were watching David Blaine has a new series on the Discovery Channel, and it's him going around doing all this weird. And one of them was like, I want to dance with a king cobra, and he like actually got to the point of like dipping down and kissing it on the head. And the girls here were like, oh, it's so cute. And I was like, what the hell about a snake is actually cute?
Do you like
David Blaine show? I wouldn't buy that for 99%.
Yeah.
Do like lizards bother you or
they don't bother me, but I like the people that are really into them and like they sit on their shoulders and they pet them. Like again, something I find nothing cute and cuddly about, but I'm not afraid of them.
It does seem like almost like an affectation like that somebody's putting on like they're trying to be
edgy,
like a button shock pushy jock.
yeah I mean, how many people are honestly, I mean, I think that's probably what draws people to it, to sustain it probably is genuine, but to like want to walk around with a iguana on your neck or on your back or shoulder or head or whatever. I mean, it's the same thing with like cats that do that, you know, like you see people with like cats that like sit on people's heads, just like they're cuddlier, but like it's still an affectation, I think, to a degree. It's like a performance.
Yeah, like
it's
putting your cat on a leash and walking it outside. I know people do that and that's a thing, but like it's still not common.
Yeah,
like
another person says a timeshare.
Ooh, yeah. Ugh. Unfortunately, I'm going to inherit one of those, and it seems like a royal pain in the ass to get out of them.
Like even
inherit one? Can you do that?
Oh,
that just doesn't seem like something you could inherit.
Yeah, so what happens if you stop like paying the fees on it?
Exactly. That's the whole thing. Like they make it really hard to get out of them. Like you have to sell
even for family. Like once.
Yeah,
like once you die, then your family just has to deal with it, or
pretty much, yeah. If it's willed, or you could just let it lapse, I guess. But all those payments would continue to go out of the estate or whatever. as long as it existed.
I'd cancel that credit card, you feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I
keep thinking of like material things. But like, I'm sure there's a bunch of performances that I would prefer not to go see. Speaking of David Blaine, like, you know, but then again, honestly, like performances, like you can turn around and sell a lot of them.
But then if somebody was like, hey, do you want to see Crazy Town for a dollar or whatever? Like, maybe.
Yeah. But that's a good point. Like, I'm not doing anything tonight. Okay.
Or like, yeah. Hey, I have a ticket to like, Cats. Let's go. It'll cost you 50 cents.
Have zero interest though. Or like people like, hey, Fish is playing for a quarter. I was like, I don't care.
But Fish live, I've heard, is pretty darn entertaining.
Let's see what else.
Outside of the like gimmicky thing, yeah, the gimmicky things I think are kind of.
I mean, I would probably wouldn't buy like a like a certification type thing on a website or like a like there's like the Twitter blue check mark or whatever, anything like that.
The one where everybody knows it's fake now.
Yeah. This person says gas station sushi.
Fair.
No, it's on sale. I'm good.
Meth.
Also fair.
Yeah, any sort of recreational. Anything that's consumable. I'd be like, oh, no, that's not true. I guess that's not true. I've had plenty of free food.
Ivory tusks.
Well, that's because those are also illegal to have.
Used underwear.
You can pay top dollar for used underwear in Japan.
You can also just find them at Goodwill.
Hell yeah.
In NFT. Are those still a thing?
Technically,
I think people are.
They're not fungible.
Like, are they still doing like the Bored Ape thing and all that?
That I don't know.
The hell's a Bored Ape?
Like it was one of the most popular NFTs that the people could get. Okay. Yeah, they're just like pictures of apes and people clothes. This is one I agree with, a Neuralink implant. I mean, like, there were those like monkeys that were like tortured by it, and I don't know. Yeah. Installing some like a piece of technology into my brain seems like, I don't know, there's so much that can go wrong there.
Have you guys watched Severance?
Not yet.
No.
It's really good. I highly recommend it. It's good TV and it's well done and it's visually very, very entertaining. But that medical technological procedure I would not do for a heavy discount.
I would also say I would not buy, if it was 99.999% off, a commercial flight to space right now, since that's a relevant topic. Blue Origin should have sent that rocket out and just lost it accidentally.
I didn't follow what was happening. I know it was just gimmicky stuff.
Katy Perry went to outer space for 9 minutes along with like Jeff Bezos's wife and a Kardashian was watching, and it was very, very gimmicky.
Yeah, I hate that shit. I also have you guys seen
a trip to the Titanic wreck or a trip to space? So,
yeah. Have you seen you.
How long was that response written? Speaking of the Titanic trip,
it says 2 days ago.
Oh, there you go.
The what's his name? Who's that astrophysicist who does a lot of talking head stuff interviews? Neil deGrasse Tyson. He talked about how comical it was that people were like, "Oh my gosh, I went to space," and he says, if you look at a globe, they go up into space, like 2 pennies worth. So that they're not even in actual space. They have like less gravity. They're not even like in zero gravity situations, and it's just sort of it tickles me that the sort of messaging is like, oh my gosh, we went to space, and they didn't even go to an orbiting. Yeah, yeah, exactly. From the Earth perspective, it's like, bink.
I saw something today that's something I would not buy, just because I'm also afraid of it. But it was a lengthy discussion on the Concorde planes and. Yep. Kind of their history of how they were going supersonic. There was a big appetite for it. And I didn't realize they lasted all the way to 2003. They were from 1994 to 2003. That whole thing went. And then after their crash, they kind of just flocked out. But even though it's desirable to go from New York to LA, or sorry, from New York to London in 3 hours, that's pretty desirable. I wouldn't go on a supersonic flight. That, like, I think is outside of my comfort zone for flying.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go in a helicopter on a helicopter ride.
Oh,
because I feel like you always see. I mean, there's that most recent one in New York.
Say the one in Hudson.
Like,
Bay.
I feel like you always hear like helicopters are crashing nonstop.
Yeah,
they seem like the most fallible of air travel.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it seems like. The thing about a plane is that you've got a chance of like landing smoothly, and a helicopter, like if your ship breaks, like you're straight down
in the sky.
Yeah, exactly. In Troutdale, there they've got that airport that they're always practicing helicopter. Yeah.
Like I'm waiting for the day where it's like helicopter crashed into the giant blizzard on top of the Wendy or the Dairy Queen that's right there. Because like it seems bad to have an airport right next to. So if you don't know, in Troutdale, Oregon, when you're getting onto, there's a small airport and a school, and it's literally right next door to a Dairy Queen. Well, that Dairy Queen happens to have like a 300-foot tall blizzard that's like inflated on. And Troutdale is a historically windy area. It's like,
there's
it's
also
just
a
one day
there.
Exactly. It's like one day there's going to be like helicopter taken out by giant blizzard.
And they've got.
I wonder if there's anybody who ever like missed the runway and had to land on 84.
Probably,
yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
There's a bunch of idiots out there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, you want to move on to our next question for the
evening? That's a good one.
All right. So next, also from Ask Reddit, username Chuckles5454. They ask, what phrase or word instantly makes you roll your eyes? What phrase or word instantly makes you roll your eyes?
What's that one that Adrian used to say a bunch? Not Adrian, that your old podcast buddy used to say a bunch.
What?
It was, it's like not an actual word, but it's something like unintentionally or era.
Oh, when people just say the wrong words?
No, it's a made up word that is like a double negative in the word. Oh shit. Never mind. Pass.
Must have bothered you a lot. um when people speak up in meetings and they like, when they do like, actually, oh man, that's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. Well, actually,
well, actually the,
yeah.
Yeah. I would say like along those lines, like any sort of, like business lingo always makes me roll my eyes because it seems like it's just trying. It's almost like how cops talk, like how, you know, cops are like, oh, we apprehended the male subject who was, you know, entering his domicile at, you know, and like business kind of does the same thing. Like it, you know, instead of saying use, they say leverage or utilize or, you know, like,
yeah,
you know what, Brandon? They I like think we should take this offline.
Yeah, exactly. Or I don't know. Yeah.
There's a lot of,
we'll
like
circle back to
landing planes. Like they're like, oh, I really want to land the plane on this. It's like, fuck you. Yeah.
Thanks for spearheading this.
Yeah. When I was working at AT&T, they're such a dinosaur company. They said that they wanted to double click on something when they wanted to talk about it more. They're like, "Ooh, I want to double click on that." It's like, "What is this fucking 1992? Fuck you." It's actually less eye-rolly and more like
just cringe.
It's cringy, but it's also triggering for me. Like, all I want to do is swear at the person. I'm like,
it makes me embarrassed for like
the fax machine on this one. And
it makes me like simultaneously embarrassed for that person, but also I would be like, why the fuck am I here?
Yeah.
Like, this is where I'm at.
No, it here. Definitely makes me want to be a farmer. Like, every time I say that stuff, I'm like, how, like, if I quit now, how long do I like, need?
Actually, Tyler, I quit.
Or in a meeting when they're like, well, if nobody else has any questions, I'll give you back 5 minutes of your day.
Yeah.
Give you back time is good.
Actually, I'm going to right click on that and delete.
Yeah. there's also a phrase that I used to work with a woman who was really smart but it really was like
what?
Nails on a chalkboard when she would say this, because in response to like to something, she said, well, if you think about it, she's like, well, if you think about it, and then she would say whatever thing that she was thinking about. And I was like, well, that inherent, like you saying that means that they were previously not thinking about it, like whoever they're talking to. And I think it made a difference because she was
just
pretty,
a verbal like, crutch that
she was had. Just like, well, it wasn't so much of, I mean, yes, it is a verbal crutch, but the implication of the verbal crutch is that the other person wasn't previously thinking about it. They're like, oh, well, if you think about it, it's like, well, I was thinking about it. And like, I never experienced that personally, but what I would like watch it occur in front of me because she was my coworker. And it didn't help the fact that she was like right out of school. So she's like, well, if you think about it, to these like older people, and I could see them starting to boil. I'm like, hey, you the should people, probably figure like, out a different way to communicate that.
The people that use like word fillers, like they're trying to fill their 100-word essay, is really obnoxious. It's like, you just get to the point.
How often do you guys use a thesaurus to write an email?
Huh?
How almost often?
Ever.
I use chat GPT.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've mentioned it before, but I hate when people use the term like hack when they mean like a...
You have.
Or, oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Kitchen hack.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I should have used my microplane to grade that one other thing I didn't think about. Huh. Life changing.
Yeah, like, oh, here's a Disneyland hack. If you buy your tickets in advance, it's like, that's not a hack. Like, that's like, just a helpful hint. Whereas, you know, I don't know. Also, my wife may be guilty of this, but like when people use the term hubby or wifey.
Oh, yeah. Well, your wife is a little bit guilty of that on Facebook. So here's the thing. I admit to double standards because normally that really grinds my gears. But whenever I see your wife posting pictures of the two of you and she uses that sort of squishy terminology, it just warms my heart. It like it does. It puts a big old smile on my face and I just sort of chuckle. Whereas anyone else, I'm like, ugh.
There's
cockles.
That's not a good segue for I'm gonna apologize to my mom up front because I know Uh-oh. That she listens to this. But when me and my wife
your
got
mom's gonna
engaged,
cockle block you.
when me and my wife got engaged, my mom was really happy because I was the first child of hers to declare I'm getting married. And she leaned into it so hard that she was going out on like social medias and be like, my soon to be daughter in love. And my wife was just like, oh God. We never said
anything.
Did she
ever call her mother in love?
No. I'm sure she, here's the thing. I'm sure she would. However, it was one of those just like, just let her. It'll fizzle out.
Was that just an online thing, or did she ever say that in person?
She never said it in person. Oh, no. There was one time, and it was like one of those scenes where, like,
she's like, that's not
my mom was here, and my wife was looking at me over my mom's shoulder, and she was just like, oh,
oh no. Yeah.
It was just, but I also understand the excitement when it's going to be my kids. I'm probably going to be that excited and be way too into it, so it is an endearing thing, but at the same time it was like, oh my God.
I hope you say that to whoever your children develop a relationship with.
It's gonna be it's gonna be my son in love.
Well, that's presuming they're straight, but yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, no, bad bad news, Matt. These kids, they're all gonna be polyamorous.
They're gonna be
all over the place.
Can't wait for my they in love.
I'll have
them. Then it just sounds like it's like a gangster they in love. Yep.
I also I hate when people unironically use the term sports ball. Like, when they say, like, you know, it's like the day of the Super Bowl, they're like, oh, is there a sports ball match today? Like, come on.
That's nice. That's, like, that's me. We've done that in our house.
Go outside, nerd.
Go on. Ain't nobody got time for you. Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like, almost like performatively trying to, like, oh, all these people enjoy this sports game and like I have to show
I'm
that
different.
I'm above it, and what is this sports ball everybody cares about? I'm in the library today. I don't even own a television.
I like the animosity. So in contrast though, everyone around here is like Duke, UNC, and I had, so I'm coaching a kids soccer game, and one of the kids was, or rather a couple of the kids were talking about a big Duke UNC game that occurred, and they were saying that so-and-so was lazy and something like that. And this assistant coach guy that is there,
he like started trash talking one of the, he's like, oh, typical Dookie, about the kid who supported Duke, just like, but like real animosity. And I'm like, this kid's fucking 9, dude. Like, chill out. But to your point, Brandon, you got people here that are like, oh, Duke UNC game, like where do you land on it? And I'm like, you know, and I don't do the sport, especially with those, with that crowd.
It's like asking the Scottish, like, are you Rangers or Celtics?
Right.
You know? Well, I mean, yeah. I don't really even keep up with sports either, but I don't know. To me, it just makes the person sound lame.
Yeah. But you're right. Yeah. It's sort of the elitist, sort of like I'm above it, which is sort of, yeah. I dig that.
It's tough when your chess here, you know? Match.
Yeah. Let's see what
got time for one
so
more.
When top answer here is when companies say we're like family here.
Do you say that at your company,
Matt? The organization does. I don't. That's not my favorite.
Another person
thing.
Says alpha and beta when used to describe a person.
People still do that.
Alpha, yeah, alphas is pretty cringeworthy.
Gamma.
Yeah, I've got some mad gamma vibes.
I'm an omega.
Oh.
Rar. If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
Oh, yeah, I hate that one. Oh, the other one. Okay, I got one. You can't fill somebody else's cup if your own cup isn't full. I hate that. I hate that one.
What about just like you are enough?
Yeah, just live, laugh, love. Ugh.
There was a woman who I used to work with at a place in New York that she went through like a long term relationship, like really bad breakup that was like super public, and like, you know, we were young enough that everyone was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened, ba 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 ba. And she went out and got this enormous tattoo across her chest that said oh fuck, what did it say? It was like oh, well, there goes the story. I don't even remember what it said now. It was something to the effect of like, you're enough. It wasn't that, but it was some version of that. And we all remember, like, the people that I was working with at the time, we were like, that's a big old tattoo. That is very,
it's a big commitment.
And it was above like the shirt line. So it was like you could always see it. It was just like, wow.
But was it upside down for you so she could read it herself?
No. That would be even better. But it was also like, there was like a lot of, it was like very swirly text, like very scriptury. So it was like kind of hard to read. So you had to like look at it for a minute. And then once you saw that it was like a plea. Like
a, kind of a SoCal kind of a cholo.
No, not like a solo, a SoCal, but like a scripture, like not scripture, what's it called,
like sans serif,
like, yeah like a very embellished font with a bunch of extra schwas.
Nice.
So the person says unalive.
Unalive is a monetization thing, right?
Yeah
you can't say it.
Yeah, they say it's due mostly to online censorship. But now I hear people say this in real life. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't
say unalived, graped, sewer slide. What would
suicide?
I mean, I get what graped would be. Oh, is sewer slide suicide?
Suicide.
Great. Now we can't monetize this. Thanks, Brandon.
Jeez. I said all the band words
for our elders.
Yeah. All right. Well, listeners, send in any words that make you cringe or you can't stand. So,
but Chuck,
what makes you go ee?
What gives you the ick? But again, thank you all for listening. Please support the show over at Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. Watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. After you've done all that, please rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And we'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Qualified Nonsense.
Praise be.